Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Return of Northstar to the Moist Voice Podcast, because boy, did they need me. Speaking of last week's episode, you guys got your shots in, from what I gathered at the start, from what I listened to. So because of that, Jason, this accurately describes you?
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Just wanted to say that. You can suck my ass, all right? Speaking of Jason, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? I will not suck your ass. You can, in fact, suck my ass. It's not sometimes maybe shit. It's always good when I'm around.
No, it's sometimes maybe good, sometimes always, half the time, some of the time.
So you can't even get it out. Yeah, you know.
No, I do know, you know?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
I'm having too much fun with this one on the soundboard.
That is a really good answer.
I fucking love it. Anyway, before we can just like start getting sidetracked by this, because it's hilarious, we got Croc with us as well.
Dang, it's your boy, the Croc Father. You know what's crazy? Is Jason's comebacks are just like the end of that statement. Sometimes
it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you need to understand, Jason, you are not the smartest. I am still the fan favorite, but I'm here to hold it down. Thank you.
No, I'm definitely the fan favorite. We all know it's not Jason.
We both agreed it's me and you, not Jason. So that's
100%. The fans have spoken. So hear me out. At least one fan out there thinks that I'm the fan favorite, because when he heard that I wasn't on the last episode, he said, I'm going to go listen to a different episode. I didn't get to hear your voice.
Yeah, but he's a brand new person that has only listened to half of one podcast.
Yeah.
No, he listened to other episodes. He went back.
Yeah,
he went back. Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro's opinion's irrelevant. You know why his opinion's irrelevant? Because if he was a true supporter of the Moist Voice podcast and North Star, a.k.a. you, and this being your podcast, he would be like, hey, I'm going to listen anyway.
It's a direct support of me.
Support.
He said he wanted to hear me. I mean, you know, somebody's got to do it. Jason fucking won't.
First off, half of your Twitch chat, as well as most of Discord, agrees that they like listening to me, so fuck off.
Half of my Twitch chat? Okay, so one person says it one time, and all of a sudden it's half on multiple platforms? Like, what the fuck?
Depending on your nightly views, yeah.
Do you even... Wow. That was toxic. I've been getting viewers since I decided to become a New World streamer. Suck my ass.
That's true. You have been getting a few.
A few? Motherfucker. It's a hard transition when you're trying to build a whole new fucking community, so I'll take anything I can get at this point.
True.
All I'm saying is I want a hug, okay? So I need to be a staple of this community. I need to be like the little dude in like the dark corner over there that everybody points to, and I'm just like, hey, you know, like the dude just waving from the corner.
I mean, they're already laughing at you, Croc, don't worry.
Whoa, nobody said laugh, Jason. That's you that we're pointing at and laughing.
I am toxic. No, you're right. I apologize.
If we see Croc over in the corner, he's like, hey, we're like, hey, buddy, what's up? Come here.
Exactly.
You know, Jason.
In the back with their great swords.
Jason, we see you over in the corner. We're like, you fucking stay there.
Croc, I'm going to give you a hug. I'm just going to pin a kick me sign on you.
Jason's like the little hairless cat that everybody pushed away for the little furry ones. Like, please get away from me. You look like a rat.
He does, though, because he ain't got no hair.
God,
his ass.
Jason, get back. You have plenty of hair in all the wrong places, you big dummy.
Speaking of streaming, let me say this now, because everyone that hear, well, a lot of people that hear this will hear it before it starts. On January 18th at 10 p.m. Eastern time, I will be starting my 32-hour birthday stream. My birthday is on the 19th, but I always start it the night before so I can get the ball rolling before midnight hits. But just know that Friday night Wednesday night into Friday, I will be live on Twitch playing a variation of games. I do know the Small Pockets, our group, we're going to be playing Monopoly at one point. I got my New World tournament that I'm hosting, plus other New World shenanigans. And then I'm playing We Were Here Forever with Cupcake. And I believe, if I remember correctly, I have to double check with Saiku, but we are starting the stream with him and I playing Apex, and neither one of us play Apex anymore, so that should be fun. We played the other night for like an hour and a half or something like that, and boy, was it an experience. I forgot how to recoil control. Like, actually, like my first two games, I was like, bro, I can't hit a shot with a 301, and that's an easy gun. It was so bad.
Probably still better than playing with me, though.
No, bro, I felt at your level, just because, like, I couldn't hit shit. Like, I was don't know that that's possible. Shot. Oh, I was. Oh, you watch the VOD, bro. I was missing so many easy shots. It took me till the third game to like try and like somewhat hone it in. When you don't play FPS games for a while, like it's not like riding a bike. You lose it and you have to gain it back. Especially with Apex, because like there's so much shit happening, and then like with the mechanics and everyone's moving fast, and just if you don't play Apex for like a week, it feels like a month. If you don't play for like a month or two, it feels like 6 months. You know, it's fucking wild.
Maybe that's why I'm so bad, because I never played FPS like to begin with. So you're like, you can't get it back immediately. I never had it. Maybe that's why I'm so bad at it.
It's definitely one of those things when it comes to gaming that is really. It's really hard to like get back on track if you take a break. It's like it's so hard.
100%, bro. Because I hopped on the old Call of Duty playing with some work friends the other day. Mind you, this Call of Duty, I'm decent at. I'm not great because I don't play FPS shooters anymore, dude. I've been playing New World like nothing else.
Yeah, I'm glad you understand because that shit was rough.
Guns to the ceiling, and I'm like, wait a minute, what is happening? I played Rainbow Six Siege with some buddies, same thing. I'm like, hold on, this game is garbage now. The guns shoot the ceiling.
Yeah, it's like, what? Why is my gun doing this? It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah, bro, it blows my mind, and it makes me very upset that I'm not that good.
Okay? You got that potato aim 3000?
the Jason special.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure my aim's not even that bad.
That's argumentative because I'll argue that you're wrong.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with you.
You don't have to. We'll let statistics decide.
Oh, my
anyway, speaking of New World, Croc, I saw you and Steve and Brimstone the other day, and I was like, oh, it's my boys.
Yeah, you know, and the crazy thing was I was just trying to take my clothes off and dance, and Matt wants to beat me with his hammer. It was a weird time.
I was just using all my abilities on him. Yeah. It's how we show affection in New World.
Yeah, by slamming our hammers into people's heads.
Oh, exactly. 100%, bro. It's one of those things that, Jason, it's like your favorite pastime, but the crazy thing is it's your future time, because in the past you were actually living in a scenario like New World, you know,
back in the
Knights and shining armor and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, not so much prehistoric, but, like, not so far after post-historic, you know?
Yeah,
100%. Wait, is that what it's would it be called? Prehistoric? It's like dinosaurs, right?
I believe it's called Suck My Ass.
Historic? Okay, I got it. just know, Croc, I've officially moved out of Brightwood, kind of. Like, I still have a house in Brightwood, but I sold my house in Everfall, and I bought a house in Brimstone. So if you're on the game and I'm on the game, there's no, you'll probably find me in Brimstone waiting for an OPR or something to pop.
Yeah, I'm working on grinding the rest of mine to tier 20 so I could buy a Brimstone house as well. But I don't know how to tell houses apart, like what tier they are. So
it's the price value. So 20K is tier 4. It's the highest you can get. 15K is tier 3. 10K is tier 2. And 5K is tier 1. And
what made you move?
Well, so Brimstone... it's new and everybody's there, but that it was more so Die moved already, and he was like an avid Brightwood fucking lover. So like whenever we were hanging out in settlements, it was always Brightwood, and he moved out, and I'm like, man, I'm left here all by myself. And then Brandy moved in. I was like, every time I'm in Brightwood, nobody's here. But also I had wanted to get out of Brightwood prior to that, just because constantly the buffs have not been great. And I was like, you know what? I need to go somewhere else.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it.
I just have a house in Corinth, I think it is. Everfall or whatever it is. Corinth, wherever that is.
Corinth? I don't know what the fuck Everfall is. I don't know.
Everfall is the name of one of the places.
That's a town.
I happen to be loaded into the game right now, and that would be Oxborough Capital. Yeah, my house is in Corinth.
Okay. Everfall?
It's in Winsward. No,
Winsward. Okay, yeah. You're saying like too specific of a name.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, zoom out a little bit.
Do you say that to anyone else, even the people that play the fuck out of the game? Like, what? Where's that?
Me and Steve know the capitals to every area because that's how we talk about the game.
Yeah, just say Everfall.
You want to know something?
It's not Everfall. It's Winsward.
Yeah. Idiot.
Dude. Move to Brimstone.
Bro, I'm only tier 15, bro. I'm not that good yet.
A quick way to level up is just like crafting stuff in that settlement. That's what I did. I was leveling my armoring and also my like my settlement rep at the same time.
I got you. Yeah, bro, I've been leveling up my spear and my greatsword, you know, just trying to be an ultimate dex player, being able to play all the dexterity scaling weapons. I don't have a hatchet, though.
Yeah, well, if you're going to run greatsword, run hatchet as your secondary.
That defeats the purpose of being a dex player with a greatsword.
No, because hatchet's also dex.
Yeah, but if you were going to run that, bro, you would want some strength, too, because the bonuses for strength would be better than they are for dex.
It depends on what sort of build you're doing.
But they both
evenly scale off of strength and dex. So the only thing that you lose is like, say you don't have 300 strength and you don't have like grit on all of your attacks, stuff like that. But like, it all depends on what sort of build you want to do. But the majority of people that run greatsword run hatchet as a secondary in light.
Yep.
I run bow because bow's the best weapon in the game. So,
because you
rat for people. Well, the muskets and bows are apparently getting a nerf soon.
Don't say this.
No, they are. It's already been spoken about.
Based on the musket being broken, I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Yeah, well, the musket just got not nerfed but fixed again. But it wasn't just the musket. The one before the most recent patch was specifically for the musket because people were abusing some sort of exploit that allowed you to like fire that bitch so fast.
Yeah, it's like a fucking machine gun musket.
Yeah, and then the most recent exploit that people were doing wasn't necessarily musket based. It was, I can't remember exactly how they did it, but they were allowing their main weapon to have the passives from their secondary weapon. So it was rough. 100%.
Sounds like a heater's thing.
There were a lot of heaters in OPR doing it.
Right.
But yeah, that was fucking annoying, and they apparently patched that. But most people were abusing it with the musket, because the musket's already strong, and then it just became so much stronger. I was getting two tapped down to, like, low health. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in medium.
That's a problem I had when I was doing the OPR. I was getting two tapped dead.
And I'm about as tanky as you can get in medium. Based on my build, and that shit was sucked. It was annoying.
Not much you can do about it at that point, right?
No, but there was nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. I'm almost at the point where I'm done playing New World though, because they haven't added the one key aspect that makes MMOs fun.
It's coming, and I know what you're gonna say.
Mounts.
I don't think mounts need to be added. I think they need to just increase. I think they just need to increase base movement speed, like run speed, and boom, we don't need mounts.
And they also need to add better in-game content, because I'm in Brimstone right now, and I've pretty much done all the missions, and now the rest of the game is boring as hell.
Well, the storyline's not end-game content. Bro. Like the side quests and all that's not end-game. That's just the filler stuff.
No in-game content, though.
Yeah, there is. It's just not the storyline stuff. It's running mutations up to M10 to get better gear, getting your gear score to 625, blah, blah, blah. It's not the greatest content, but that's the end game content.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what I said. Good end game content.
Well, they're working on, I remember hearing something about the devs are working on putting out updates similar to what the Brimstone one was, and they want to do that more often. So we'll see how that goes in the future. I know they're working on a bunch of stuff right now. I mostly am patiently awaiting them to add in cross-server queues for PvP. And like our server is one of the most populated servers, at least on the east side. And we still struggle at times to get like OPR queues, depending on what time you do it. And getting arenas queues, if you're queuing as like a 2 or 3 stack, is fucking awful. So more times than not, when there's 2 or 3 of us doing it, we just solo queue and like we mostly end up on the same team.
Didn't we just merge with another server as well?
Not that I know of.
I thought it said US East was merging with another server.
They merged Fresh Start servers recently.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about other servers.
I remember, I could be wrong, obviously, but I thought I remembered seeing something of that nature.
Yeah, as far as I know, the most recent was Fresh Start Servers, because a lot of them died off.
Yeah, gotcha. But you got to remember, Jason and technology, you know, he could have thought he was reading something, could have been one of his dreams from his, you know, back in the war times. You know, you never know.
One of my dreams. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, side note, let's talk about something real quick. Not the let's talk about his segment, but I got to bring something up. Did you see the Jacksonville Jaguars won when they were winning or losing 27-0? They just came back on the Chargers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the San Diego Chargers 31-30.
Yeah, but we knew that was going to happen, though. Like, Trevor Lawrence.
No, bro, they were down 27-0, man.
Wow.
More completions to the opposing team than he had to his own team, because he only had two completions.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's Trevor Lawrence. You know, we knew he was going to win. It just took him a little to get there.
Well, you know, what quarterback had better hair?
At least now Mama Bosa doesn't have to pick which kid she's rooting for. She's only got one left.
You ain't wrong. You don't have to say it like he died or something.
Yeah, well, no, no. But she said in the interview earlier, she was throwing shade, and she said the Chargers ain't the 49ers. Well, they just proved that. Speaking of which, since we're on football, the 49ers did beat the Seahawks tonight. 41-23.
Wasn't that expected, though, Jason? You're sounding surprised.
It was expected by everybody except for 49ers fans, because the Seahawks are kryptonite for us. They always play us hard. It's always a hard game. Pete Carroll is fucking dumb. 49ers fans. Ass.
49ers fans never believe in their team when they need it most.
That's probably, you're not wrong about that, actually.
It's because you guys just expect failure when it matters.
No, it's not that we expect failure. We expect
basically
you're
Cowboys
wrong.
Fans.
No, we're not Cowboys. We expect something to go wrong is what we expect.
Yeah, see? Don't speak it into existence.
Deserve their football team.
No, they don't.
You're mad because you're a Colts fan.
Oh, I'm not. You guys don't appreciate when you're playing well. Like, I remember all the years when the Colts were, like, just fucking dogs, were in the playoffs every year. Peyton Manning's leading the best offense or top two offense in the league every year, year in, year out. And then now it's like, damn, I should have appreciated that more. That's Jason being a 49ers fan. Bro's got Christian McCaffrey, fucking Debo Samuel. I couldn't even talk, bro. Debo fucking Samuel, Big Dick Brock Purdy, whole defense that's like number one. Come on, bro.
Let's not forget that if Jimmy G would have a good fucking game, Jason's out here like, well, you know, the tale of two Jimmies.
You can't trust Jimmy.
I'm shocked that he fucking instead of being like, damn, good job, Jimmy.
First off, all you had to do was trust that Jimmy was going to get hurt, put Brock in, now you guys are winning. You're welcome. He did his job.
Shit. Nobody knew anything about Brock or what he was going to be until he came in and did it.
Jimmy got hurt to give him his opportunity.
You could say the same thing for Tom Brady, and look what the fuck happened.
I hope Brock Purdy can turn into the next Tom Brady. No, Croc, what you're saying isn't necessarily untrue. The problem is, because I'm an older fan, and I've been a fan of them for fucking ever, I remember when they played the Ravens and lost. I remember when we went to the Super Bowl, and we were beating the snot out of the Chiefs, and then Jimmy G just can't make a pass all of a sudden, and fucking Mahomes comes all the way back and beats us.
Are you talking about the Super Bowl where the Ravens beat them? Well, can we all just accept that that was like, that was, they said that was supposed to happen.
Yeah, that was supposed
to happen. Power went out. They're like, we need to fucking figure out how to reset
last
this.
Last season.
Last game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the way to cement him as one of the top linebackers of all time when he already was cemented there? But what gets
him off a murder charge in Florida?
That was way before the fact. That professional sports is scripted. We all know it. We all fucking know it.
That's why I said the Bills are going to win this year for DeMar Hamlin.
Like, look at the Saints, you know, the year they won the Super Bowl. What happened? What happened in New Orleans?
They beat the Colts because they lost the fucking
Super Bowl. No. What happened in New Orleans that year?
Katrina,
you know? Right. Like it's all scripted.
That's why I say the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, because DeMar Hamlin, you know, nothing against him. It happened to him. I'm sorry that it happened to him, and I'm glad that he's better and doing well.
Did you see the shit that the Steelers did?
So, according to those players, they'd done that celebration before. It had nothing to do with him, but everybody agrees Could poor taste. Could have.
Well, of course they're gonna deny because they started getting scrutiny for it.
No, there's video proof. They've done that celebration before. There's
yeah, video like, evidence that was, of it. That was ill-timed, and they ill-timed, knew it.
Yes, that's what everybody was saying. They were like, could have shelved that one. Could have not done that. That's just like what was the one that did the snow angel next to shit? Who got hurt? The quarterback went down. I think it was Jared Goff went down. And fucking the guy was
Nick Foles.
Was it Foles?
It was the Colts a couple weeks ago. You know, because everything happens to the Colts. We get blown out after we're winning games by fucking 30 points. We give the Cowboys 33 in a quarter. Like 33 in a quarter, bro. Not in like fucking a half. 33 in a quarter. Let's see. We don't stick up for our quarterback when he gets injured on the ground. Oh, and let's also throw in the fact that we don't have a coach, and they're talking about bringing Jeff Saturday back. No offense. Kiss my balls. We're going to suck even worse if we keep Jeff Saturday with this garbage.
You don't know that.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Can I say something?
No.
Fuck the Eagles. Go ahead.
What? I wasn't. You know what? Fuck you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I was going to transition us to our let's talk about it because we're at that time, but you can go fuck yourself, Jason.
We'll fly, Eagles, fly, like Scarface said. Fly, Pelican, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly.
I don't want to talk to you right now. That's anyway, fine. So listen to shit. We're going to do our Let's Talk About It segment. And for this, it is not about football. Thank fuck.
Yeah.
As these boys, I need to go back and listen to the rest of the last episode and see how much you guys fucking went down the football rabbit hole without me there to bring you back in.
Not as much as you think, actually. We did
only like 10, 15 minutes tops.
That's a lot.
Not really.
Not. We talk about it between 5 and 10 minutes every week.
Right. Look, just because you're not a true NFL fan, you know,
I'm so tired of you not calling me not a true NFL fan. Anyway, let's talk about it segment. All right. The topic at hand is: what are three things you would have with you if you had the power to do so on a stranded island? Stranded on an island. Holy fuck! Word.
Ooh, who can't talk today? Jeez.
Let's paint the picture. You're stranded on an island. It's just you. You can have three things to spawn in with. What would they be? Yes, I treated it like a video game. And since Jason can suck my ass, I'm going to start with Croc.
Bet. All right. So, Jason, you can also suck my ass.
Ooh, that's a double ass suck.
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
Bring him over here. The quality of Jason's ass sucking. So
bring him on over here.
The crazy thing here, so in a perfect world, obviously, you get to select your items, right? So,
all right.
For your boy.
Okay? Wait. Before you do it, let's add a little twist to it. Now, right. let's say that out of those three items, you can have one item that would have unlimited use.
Bet. Well, I mean, one of my items is unlimited use.
Okay.
So I have a pocket knife, or not even a pocket knife. It's like a big, like, kind of like survival knife. I've had it since I was like 16, because that's what I wanted for my birthday then. So uh-huh. A big old survival knife, and it's got a flint thing in the handle, right? Yeah. So I would have unlimited fire capabilities, which is the good thing, right? And then you have the knife, which is obviously the knife. It does its job. And then the only other thing that I would really want is some sort of like shower curtain or tarp or something. So that way it would help me when it comes to like making a shelter, bro, because if you get stranded on an island, assuming it's not a desert island, right?
It's just a deserted island.
Yeah, deserted, not desert.
On an island, like uninhabited in the middle of like, I don't fucking know, but a place that's not a desert.
Well, right? I would,
some resources you can gather.
Not uninhabited. There'd be animals and stuff. Just you'd be the only person.
That would be uninhabited, bro.
No, they habit the fucking island.
It's inhabited by the indigenous creatures.
I'm gonna indigenous hands
across. Now, when you say a knife with the flint thing, are you saying it has like one of those like magnesium fire starter things built in? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's built into the handle. Rod.
Okay.
Yeah, it's built into the handle. One side's a flint thing, like or the rod, and the other side's a knife sharpener. So it'll help me keep the knife kind of sharpened.
Can you take the knife sharpener off?
No, it's like on the back side of the flint.
Well, how do you sharpen your blade?
You.
It's inside the handle. It comes out, Matt.
That's what I just asked. He said it didn't come off.
It pops out of the handle.
Oh, okay, like, there we
it
go.
It doesn't
okay.
pop off of the stick that has that and the magnesium thing on it. Oh. But here's the thing, though. Does that count as one item since it's built into my
That's one item.
Yeah. Oh, bet. Then the third thing, bro, very simple. Very simple. Okay? I have no third item because those are the two most perfect items.
Nah, you need a third item.
Oh, a third item?
That's my man said.
Croc dies in less than a week.
My man said a shower curtain.
or a tarp. Like, yeah, you gotta understand.
No, I get it. I get it. It's just the shower curtain when you could have just said.
Bro, I watched a lot of Bear Grylls, and he said something one time about the biggest thing about survival is its mind state and just having a tool that'll get the job done. My tool is my knife because obviously it gets shit done. Oh, bro, right. Third item, a hatchet. Because then I don't have to use the knife to dull it up to get my firewood and the other things I need, bro. I'm literally surviving just because it's great, as long as there's no fucking grizzly bears.
Fair.
Okay. Hey, that's your
kryptonite, grizzly bears.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Where
how they eat, bro? The motherfuckers swim.
How they get to the island?
Nah, if it's like in the Canada, there's islands. There's grizzly bears. They can swim.
Yeah.
Wouldn't those be polar bears? Because it's so fucking cold.
I said Canada.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know.
No, there's grizzly bears in Canada.
No, I'm saying on a deserted island, if it's cold as fuck, it'd probably be a polar bear.
Deserted island doesn't have to be cold.
If it's in Canada, it's always cold.
Polar bears are way, way, way north. Alaska, Arctic Circle.
I know where polar bears, but like, you're missing the joke. Old people, you know.
It's not old people. You're wrong. You're just
I made a very rather good joke, and you were like, man, where the polar bears? They live in the Arctic Circle.
Rather good joke. Subjective. The other thing here,
shower curtain.
So y'all want to talk shit about my shower curtain, Matt? What are the three items you're bringing, pussy boy?
I wouldn't bring a shower curtain or a tarp. I get what you said. If I was gonna add something like that, I would probably make that as like my unlimited use, so I never have to replace the roof anywhere. But I wouldn't choose that because I would just make one and I like, you know, the trees, like the big giant fucking leaves.
You're assuming that it has big giant fucking leaves.
Assuming there's bears.
Yeah, like no. I can't assume I'm there's trees, but you assume there's grizzly bears. Case.
If there's bears, I die.
Bears are your worst case? Okay.
Yeah, bro, because I can survive everything else. I can find the
food. Dehydration is your worst case.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So Croc was on the right path with his knife, because I too would want something like that, like an all-in-one kind of thing. A Swiss Army knife, but for men, you know, like the American knife, you know?
The American knife.
It would have the ability to sharpen it. That way I wouldn't have to go find fucking rocks and whatnot, you know? All that good stuff. That's like, you know, everyone should have that. Like, especially, you know, I feel like I could take a grizzly bear if I had that 100%.
Okay.
Anyway, my second choice. Now, this is what would be unlimited. Okay. Hear me out. Roll of duct tape. Never runs out. Yes. Never fucking runs out. Tell me one thing you can't do with duct tape.
Correct.
I'd build a fucking hammock out of duct tape.
Correct.
I'd build my roof out of duct tape. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, just magically have a supply of 4,000 fucking duct tape.
No, just one roll. Never runs out. That's my unlimited.
That's a twist.
Yeah, that's if that were possible, bro, I would never die. I would never die. Third, that is a tough one. So I got my knife. I got my duct tape. I can use the knife to hunt. Sticks are everywhere, so I can use those to build the house.
Or you wouldn't even hunt, you just make traps.
Well, I would still hunt. I would like make a spear and go spear fishing.
That's assuming you could walk out there and spearfish these things, bro. The water might just drop right off. This might be a rocky island. There might not be any trees.
Yeah. Okay. So there's an island and there's no water. Got it.
There might not be no water, bro. You might be on an island in the middle of the desert, bro.
Yeah, water dried up. It's a deserted island. What? And it's not an island anymore.
Anyway, Mount Everest is technically an island in the middle of some land.
What? No, it's oh my god.
All right, Jason, what are you bringing?
No, hold on.
I'm gonna get a third thing out.
Oh, you're right. Fuck,
tough because there's so many things to like pick. You know, like hear me out, because like I'm never gonna be able to sterilize my hands properly. And of course, you're out there by yourself. You're going to get a little lonely, right? Fuck it. Pocket pussy.
Little oh rubby tub. You're never going to get that clean either, bro. You're going to have to go clean that in the little salt water.
What happened to get fuck? Sand in it? Oh.
Oh, bro. Hey, it's so
tough. Hey, it's going to be, it's going to feel better than how my fucking sandpaper hands are going to feel.
Oh,
bro, God. Bro, he's gonna go to use it. That boy's gonna rub him raw, literally.
Oh,
you can't clean it. You can't, bro, oh my God, that's
fun. You could clean it.
Oh,
God, he set a pocket.
Sticking your dick in an SOS pad.
Fuck, I should have made that as my unlimited use.
Oh, God. Technically, it is. Just rinse it off.
Never, yeah, gets, right? Enough, never
get,
gets dirty.
Bro, you're never going to be able to get it warm enough to do anything. It's just going to
only use it in the ocean. Oh my God! All right,
all right. So moving on from this topic,
better options.
No. That Matt had it absolutely correct for the unlimited item duct tape. Because if anybody has ever watched the MythBusters episode, they did this episode. They stranded themselves with a roll of duct tape, and they were able to make everything from a hammock to a shelter, to tools, everything they needed, they pretty much were able to do with duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape is so good.
The unlimited duct tape is absolutely the right play. My second item is actually, Croc had the right idea with an axe. Hatchet, axe, combo, some type of deal. The axe is the right move because it's heavy for chopping, and you're able to chop down trees and branches to make your shelter.
You can assume there's trees, but I can't.
No. Both I told you could. No, I'm. First off, if it's an island, it's most likely going to have trees. It's just a fact.
Yeah, and grizzly bears apparently.
Apparently, but I've got an axe. I'll chop that fucker's head off. Anyway, my third item is actually going to be some form of water filtration. They make. I know survival. I can't remember what the name of it is. It's called like Life Straw. It's an actual straw with a charcoal filter in it where you can stick it into the water and just drink right through the straw, and it's fresh water.
Yeah, I've seen that, but you could sterilize your own water.
You can and that's why I said I would my third item would be some kind of a large form water sterilization, like a bag or you know
like a
giant
big filter. Metal pot.
Well, no, but. What I'm talking about does it instantly. You don't have to boil off the water. You just pour the water into it, and it filters itself.
Yeah, but eventually, like the ability to filter is going to run out.
Yeah, but I would survive long enough with that before it runs out to stabilize myself and have a nice little, you know, shelter slash situation going
on. Bro, you're old. You used to live in Vietnam, bro. You know exactly.
Fuck, you wanted a shower curtain. You'd be dead in a week. Shut up.
No, you gotta understand. So there's multiple things when it comes to this, right? You need to have the shelter side, because if you're getting rained on or you're having fucking issues that way, bro, assuming we're on an island, typically islands are going to get massive amounts of precipitation because they're on the water.
Duct tape's waterproof.
Bro, yeah, I don't want fucking duct tape. I'm not a dweeb. My unlimited use item is my magnesium fire stick, because with fire you can...
My magnesium fire stick.
Croc, I can make fire with two pieces of wood and a stick.
Yeah, that's because you're old. You probably were a Boy Scout when you were four, bro. I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he was one of the founding children of the Boy Scouts. What do you mean?
Oh, fuck off.
No, bro, that was back when they called it the Baby Scout.
Yeah, they just called them Scouts.
I'm also... a bit of a very, very novice beginner prepper, and I've researched skills and I've practiced stuff like that to where those are, I do have valuable skills.
What a choice of words. I'm at the beginning stages of being a somewhat okay, you know,
I would
mediocre
never,
beginner novice prepper.
No, listen, I would never call myself an actual prepper because I'm not there yet, but I've done lots of research. I read, I listen to podcasts.
See, here's my thing.
Some of the skills,
but you have to read because you don't know how to use technology.
For me to go full scale with the prepping, it would be really hard, because at some point I'm gonna run out of food in my house. I'm like, man, I gotta go grocery shopping. Fuck it, start diving into the canned goods I stored away.
You know what, you're not wrong about that. it's a lifestyle, I will say that, based on shit.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
I've read and researched. Oh, it's a whole vibe.
Oh yeah, there's way. There's a whole Doomsday community out there that you can dive down the rabbit holes if you want.
Oh, I have.
My dad is one of those guys, bro. He lives in the middle of the city in a not so nice area, but he's got more chickens than some farms, bro. He's got pigs. He's got fucking goats and shit. He's like, well, you know, if the world comes, you know, a-blazing, I got this shit happening. I said, Dad, do you understand everybody around you sees all this shit? Like, they're
gonna that's the biggest chickens. Problem.
Did his chickens fall into the category for what happened to a lot of chickens as of late?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The reason why egg prices are so expensive right now, because apparently a lot of them were, like, wiped out.
I have no idea. He hasn't said anything about it. Bro, he's even got turkeys, bro. He's got a turkey, and this little bitch pecked, like, me in the leg. And I said, bro, fuck this little turkey. And they fed him to me the next time I went over there. They said, oh, yeah, we killed him, like, the week after that because it was time for him. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, so here, have some of the turkey that pecked you in the leg.
Like, that's the ultimate revenge right there. It's funny that you said that because I was about to be like, you know what, turkey? Your fucking day's coming. Wait till Thanksgiving, bitch.
Shit, bro.
Have you ever read how savage chickens are? They're like tiny little mindless dinosaurs.
Yep.
They will eat anything that you put in front of them, like other eggs. Yeah,
so will pigs.
Yeah. Well, no, chickens are weird, though, because chickens, they'll eat eggs. They'll go full cannibal. And once they get a taste for it, they'll attack other chickens for their eggs. So if one of them gets a taste for an egg, you got to kill that chicken. You have to, or it'll just go after other chickens' eggs.
Or it's wild. Jason, you think of this, bro. Or if you don't kill that chicken, right? Then you throw him in the air, and then you judo kick him, right? And the fuck? Then you kill him. I don't know. The thing? I don't know, bro. I just have an obsession with judo kicking things, bro. One of my
Austin Powers, you judo chopping shit?
I love drop kicking things.
Yeah, one of my buddies the other day goes, bro.
Matt, when's the last time you got far enough off the ground to drop kick something?
Ah! When he dropped to his knees to do the push-ups.
Was that a fat joke? Are you trying to tell me I can't drop kick?
I'm trying to tell you that none of the three of us can drop
kick. All right, well, fucking, yeah, I know 100%. None of us in this chat right now are fucking in shape.
I'm not saying it would be a good idea, and I maybe only have one in me, but I'll fucking do it.
No, you won't.
Yeah, one in you, because you double leg drop kick something, you're going to fall on your side and be like, ah, my back. Ah, my neck.
I'm going to be like, ah, my neck, my back, my neck, and my back. Ah, we can settle it right now for $20.
Right?
My knee.
I fucking dropkick you at your wedding. Oh, speaking of your wedding, chat viewers listening from far and wide, guess what? Rachel, aka Sweet Tits, the wife to be, the bride, she confirmed earlier.
The real MVP.
I am locked in to be slotted as a ring security bouncer. I'm the security for the ring security.
Yep.
But he won't let me bring my gun.
No, you're not bringing your fucking gun. Do you have a pair of aviators, though?
No, I don't. I wasn't born when they were created.
You were, but okay.
No, I wasn't.
All right, well.
I'm a 90s baby. You're telling me aviators are created in the 90s? No.
No, they were created way before that.
That's my point.
Okay, anyway, they came with the kit. So, all right, so for anybody listening, the kit comes with a badge that says Ring Security. It comes with a little fake earpiece, and it comes with these, like, aviators. Now, Fritz tried his on. They fit him well. The ones that you're going to wear, well, you got a big head like I do, so I don't think they're going to fit you quite well.
You ain't have to say that.
Well, it's the truth. They're small. I tried them on. They're fucking, my head's way too fat. So,
maybe we go to the dollar store and try and find, like, a cheap pair.
So, that's what I was thinking. Or I could just let you wear a pair of my sunglasses that I have here. I'm only wary of that because I wear Ray-Bans and they're quite pricey.
Nah, I think we just go to the dollar store and find a cheap pair.
I think that's the play as well.
Well, next time you're out somewhere and they have like cheek glasses, just try some on. They'll probably fit me.
Yeah, they will. They will. That's a good idea, actually, now that you mentioned it.
I got a better idea, okay?
What's up, crap?
Instead of doing those, whatever the hell you're talking about, because I don't even know what that is. That's probably rich people glasses or something.
No, cop glasses. One's cops wear.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so back in the fucking
30s.
Why don't we
all get some Cletus McFarlane heat waves, bro?
Oh, you're not wearing pit
viper. Probably really rocking it. Fucking asshole. Full mullet, bro. That'd be so great. But thing. So not only did she confirm that Matt is the official ring security guy, Matt's
ring also security, security guy.
Right? Okay. But the great thing is I'm wearing a tuxedo t-shirt as confirmed. Perfect. That's it. That's all I had to say. I'm
wearing Jason, behind my back. you believe what the fuck he said? He said, for my ring security shirt, there is not one, and I have to go pay to get one.
You don't have to pay to get one. You just have to wear a nice.
I can't be ring security and not have a security shirt.
Well, I will let you figure that out then, sir. It did
See what I'm saying? You're not even going to reimburse me?
No.
Wow. See, that's why I hate weddings. You always have to fork out the money for your attire. That's for the wedding.
It's an open bar.
Who gives a fuck?
What if I don't drink?
If you just said that to me like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, that's fucking more than enough payment. But now I don't really care. I don't really care about that. And based on like just having beers on New Year's Eve, I remembered why I didn't want to drink anymore.
Yeah, you should. A little saucy.
Yeah.
I was smart. I drank my bottle of water before I went to bed.
Hey, so here's the question though. So if I'm going to come out there for a few days, right? Because I'm not just coming out there for a singular day. I don't find enjoyment in that. So I'm going to like try some food places. And we were talking cheesesteaks earlier, right? And if I don't want to drive up to Philly, since Philly's like an hour and a half, an hour and 45, whatever. Bro, where can I go get some killer food? Because I want to try some pizza.
Yeah, but that's without traffic.
Cheesesteaks, bro. I want to
try. But it's without traffic.
Yeah, bro. But do you understand what I'm saying? I want to try good foods. Apparently the East Coast got some things going on. Help me.
Well, it depends on what you want, though. Does it have to be steak and cheese?
And I just said cheesesteaks, pizza.
Because I feel like
yeah, but you got to go up there to get cheesesteaks. Like everywhere else is just steak and cheese for the most part.
It is. But like, have you ever had Greek food?
I don't know what that means. Are you talking like gyro or gyros or whatever the fuck?
It's hero. It's pronounced hero, but
you're a hero.
pretty much anything lamb.
Yeah. Lamb hero.
Yeah. Shiblaki. Lamb fire. Lamb's
so, all right, so I can take you to a place over here called Samo's. It's probably the best Greek food on the Eastern Seaboard.
We have to go to Captain Harvey's, though.
We do have to go to Captain Harvey's. Well, that's
it's
right.
It's been a while.
We can do that night before the wedding. Ain't no
fun. Oh, yeah, we can record the podcast, eat some Captain Harvey's.
Absolutely. Bro, and then we'll record the trip on my GoPro.
We can do that, too. You got Greek. By the time you guys get here, Wok and Roll will be open back up.
What are you eating at the wedding? Like, what are we eating at the wedding?
It's a full buffet. It's catered by the venue.
Okay, so.
Again, like, what kind of food, though? Like, am I going to be eating that, and then I'm going to need to find food later that evening?
Or No. You leave hungry. It's your fucking fault.
Can I take food with me back to the hotel?
You might be able to make a plate. I don't know. You probably make a plate, sneak it out. Like I said, it's buffet style. We're going for a tasting. I think in March, I want to say it is, we're going to the venue and they're doing a full course cater for us to try everything. And then we get to make selections. Like the selection sheet we had was like, there's like 30 different foods on it and we get to pick like certain things off of it to be served.
Perfect. Can I have a suggestion?
What's that?
Can there be like some sort of like fried chicken? Because every event I go to has some sort of fried chicken. That's just like...
I don't know about fried chicken.
Oh, even better. I got an even better idea, Jason. When you guys go to the food tasting, FaceTime me and Matt so we can help you guys make decisions. Because obviously, we're like two of the most influential parts of this, obviously.
I mean,
we're
a team now. Neither of you are in my wedding party, but I'm glad you think that you're the most important part about this wedding.
I said
we're definitely
up to the team. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm ring security. Come on.
Jesus fucking
bro, Christ. I don't have to be a part of the wedding team. You have to think this potty we do together, bro. This team camaraderie we got going on right here, bro, can't be emulated anywhere else in your life. You know why? Because we're the greatest. Ain't that right, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're going to do the podcast the night before the wedding, which I am looking forward to. That's
going to be fun. We're staying at Jason's crock. We're going to sleep on air mattresses together.
You don't have to sleep on air mattress. Oh, no, we're not going nut to butt on an air mattress.
Wait, hold on. Just one quick thing, Croc. Do your feet get cold?
Yeah.
Okay, don't try to put your feet in my socks while I'm wearing them.
Jesus fuck.
Bro, so here's the thing. The type of guy I am, I'm not chilling on no air mattress, bro. I'm literally going to have a hotel room. Like,
I told you you'd probably get one. All right, hey, can you get a 2-bedroom so I can stay there, too?
Bro, I ain't got money like that. Plus, well,
how much you think of two?
You don't have to. Get a 1-bedroom. It comes with a pull-out couch.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean 2-bedroom. I meant like a 2-bed.
That's what I meant to say. I'm trying to stay. So according to the address that I got from like the little like wedding invitation, which I need to actually save that in my photos. But according to that address, there's like a Hilton or something like 10 minutes away from there. And that's probably where I was going to stay.
Really? From my house?
Or it's like not from your house, but like the venue.
Oh, okay. Oh, there might be. I'd have to look into that. But yeah.
Yeah, I ain't really. Don't take this the wrong way. Like, your house is cool. Don't get me wrong. But I ain't the type of person to like crash into somebody's house. I just don't. I'm not 12 anymore. Sleepovers aren't my thing.
It's not a sleepover. It's grown men having a good sleeper. Time.
It's literally a sleepover. I'm sleeping over at your house.
Bro, I got a couch. Look, man, you can stay here and you can cuddle with Alfred in his room.
What if I want to go to the shower and do a little quick rub and tug? Can't do that if I'm sitting at your house. That's kind of rude.
Well, I mean, no, you like, what do you think? Everyone in the house is going to be in the bathroom at the same time you're doing that?
Yeah, but they're going to hear my little video going on my phone. Oh, like, yeah. My bad, guys.
Yeah, just put some AirPods in and call it a day.
Why are you?
Jesus Christ.
A shower with your AirPods in. Mind your fucking business, Jason.
It's like, hey, you're assuming somebody's going to walk in the bathroom and ask you, I won't know that you've got your AirPods in.
Until I come out of the shower. With a towel on and two AirPods, you're like, why are you?
The situation would be Croc wouldn't realize that we can hear him moaning over his AirPods.
He's like, oh, right there.
Bro, all you hear is the flap just tap. You're like, what the fuck happening in there, bro?
Fucking, that's some loud fapping going on in there.
Yeah. That's why he has to turn the shower on.
I apologize.
He's like, turning the shower on, does it work the same way if I'm smoking in the bathroom? Does it drown it out?
On second thought, get the hotel room. On second thought.
Croc, we can go in there same time. You I sit on the toilet, you sit in the bathtub, put the shower curtain up, go about our business.
I hold the phone at the top of the shower, like over the bar, so we can watch at the same time.
Oh yeah. You hold the phone.
Fucking double decker. You're gonna sit on the toilet, Croc's gonna sit on your lap.
Whoa. That just escalated.
Why you gotta make this shit weird?
It was just a tandem fucking masturbation where we were separated by shower curtain. Now you're talking about full on butt sex?
Right. I made it weird, right?
Jason, you did make it weird.
Yeah. The king of saying some shit.
No, you got an Urban Dictionary with a double decker.
There's nothing wrong with two bros masturbating at the same time within close proximity to each other. But it starts getting like a lot hairier. Well, depending on Croc shaves, if he sits on my lap.
Jesus Christ. Bro, the worst part is Jason's over here like, oh yeah, I'm the one that made it weird. Yeah, Jason, because there was a curtain separating us.
Yeah, I think he's just mad because there would be no place for him in there where we could separate him to do it.
Remind me to remove the shower curtain behind the door
ain't gonna be great.
You think removing the shower curtain, they'll find a tarp, because according to Croc, if you don't have a shower curtain, you can get a tarp.
Jason, right? Do you have a removable shower head?
No, actually, are you talking about like the wand?
Yeah,
I have one.
So I can like pull it off the top, clean out my mess, just be like, oh, cool, this isn't in the corner no more type shit. You know what I mean?
Croc, I don't want my wand anywhere near your undercarriage, motherfucker.
No, not the undercarriage. I'm talking about when the load is released. I got to clean it off the wall. You know what I'm saying?
You need to aim that motherfucker at the drain, you sick fuck.
Nah,
all right.
Bro.
Okay, this
about
is
how high it is.
All right. This is escalating. We have spent way too much time talking about masturbation and ejaculation
and Croc loads.
Bro, sometimes a sexual innuendo is going to be made. Okay,
with the homies.
Oh my God, Croc, are you a little backed up? You seem a little frustrated right now.
God, I mean, I'm cooling over here, bro. Life's good.
So. So we get some. Wait. What if we do? What if we get Walk and Roll and Captain Harvey's and podcast same time?
I'm down.
We get a little bit of everything happening.
I'm game for that.
Walk and Roll is some of the best sushi I've ever had in my life. They are so fucking good.
I'm not a huge sushi guy. I'm gonna tell you guys
their
that
Chinese
right
food is the bell. The bomb.
Isn't sushi Japanese?
Yeah, they serve both. Walk and Roll is Chinese and sushi.
I guess I can't say much. I always get a cheesesteak at the Chinese carryouts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I was gonna say it's Baltimore. You go to the Chinese spot, you get chicken wings and fries. Like what the fuck?
Oh yeah. I get a chicken box all the time.
100%. Right?
There's the one down the street from me. Like that's the only thing good that they do. Like everything else sucks.
I know people that swear by it. They're like, "What you want from the Chinese spot? Hey, five wings and fries." I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Like they won't get chicken wings from anywhere but the Chinese spot. Like,
I get the half and half.
Oh, yeah. That, I don't know if they have half and half there. I don't think I've ever had one.
Every Chinese carryout has a fucking half and half.
Yeah, Jason,
well, if not, there's a hip hop down the street.
And they serve it to you. I serve it to you in the soup cup.
Oh, right. The wonton
soup cup. Right. Yeah, that it doubles as a half and half cup.
Yep, that's true. You know what? I've seen them in the case. They might have them in there, actually.
Oh, yeah, no. At least in this state, every Chinese carryout place has half and half.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Well, not every, but I would imagine most.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
If they serve chicken boxes, they serve half and half, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you have to. It's Baltimore.
Well, I'm talking about across the state. If they serve a chicken box, they serve half and half.
It's hey, like, where's a good place to get cheesecake around y'all, or like some homemade like ice cream or something like that?
There's a place up the street called Herman's. They are probably one of the best bakeries in the state.
I was about to say cheesecake.
Do they have carrot cake or cheesecake?
I'm sorry, do they what?
Instead of they have carrot cake and cheesecake?
They have everything, including some of the best sticky buns you'll ever have.
I don't know what the fuck a sticky bun is, but okay.
Well, we're not talking about you in the shower, so shut up.
Imagine no, sort of like a...
in the shower. It goes on the wall.
Imagine sort of like a cinnamon roll. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so it's you remember, have you ever seen the pecan twist like in Walmart, like the box of pecan twirls?
No.
All right. So it's kind of like a cinnamon roll, but it's got it's like a syrup on top, and it's got walnuts on top of it. It's really good.
Yeah. It's usually pecans, but yeah, it's some form of like a nut.
It could be pecans.
I can tell y'all.
Well, it can be other nuts, but pecans? It's like mostly pecans. Yeah.
But Croc, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Pecans, Herman's, motherfucker.
Like Herman's has some. Herman's is one of the best bakeries you'll find around here. They're freaking amazing.
This is what I need to do. So when I come out there, I need to like plan my days on like where I'm gonna Croc, eat and do everything.
I stop you. You can't say when I come out there after we just talked about you coming in the shower.
Oh, I can. I just did. You thought about it.
Yeah, but you brought it up, so it lives in the head rent free. No, like
the best part is the girl that I'm like, I don't know, like the person that I could possibly like be bringing. I'd be like, hey, by the way, don't listen to this podcast because you don't even know anything that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on their website. They're literally called Sticky Nut Buns.
Talk about sticky
nuts,
bro.
Sticky nut buns.
Jesus. We just. All right. So
let's go ahead and let's just talk about something that's not my penis or sticky buns.
I feel like no matter what, we probably can end up back there. All right. So here, let's do this. Let's do this. Since we're kind of sort of talking. Actually, no, we were talking about food. Let's do our weekly Mount Rushmore. I think we should make that a thing. Mount Rushmore of comfort meals.
Easy, Jason first.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, so, all right. No, that's fine. But so what do you classify as comfort? Are you talking about like something you could always eat or something where like...
If I have to explain what a comfort meal is, then maybe you're not ready for this.
Maybe Jason's not a true fat guy.
I am a true fat guy.
No, you don't have to be fat to have a comfort meal.
Oh, I guess you're right.
You know, when your day kind of fucking sucked, what's your top four like go-to meals to like, you know, feel a little bit better about yourself? Everyone has a comfort meal. I don't know if everyone has four, but everyone has at least one comfort meal.
I definitely have one.
Let's start in order of importance. So the first one would be like the number one and then just go from there.
Yeah. My top comfort meal is probably the, Choose Any Two from Hip Hop. It always puts me in a better mood. If I can get that, I get the catfish filet, the chicken tenders. It's got the French fries with the bread on it. They, that hot sauce they have and a half and a half from there, a large half and half. Yeah, that's definitely a comfort meal for me. Do you get their
mac and cheese? I love their mac and cheese.
I don't get their mac and cheese, but I do like their coleslaw. The little thing of coleslaw it comes with.
I think they prepare it wrong. So in pretty much every case, the way people should prepare coleslaw is like as soon as they put it into the bowl, they open up the trash can and throw it away.
Oh, fair enough. All right. I like coleslaw.
They don't do that.
Yeah, I've been a fan of coleslaw. But that's probably my top comfort meal. Second... comfort meal, if I'm having a shitty day and I just want something to chow down on and not think about anything, would definitely be General Tso's chicken combo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I go for the white meat myself. It's an extra dollar, but I think it's worth it.
Hey, you got to treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
Yeah. Third, I do like sushi, so third would be like a nice rainbow roll. I do like raw sushi, so I have no problem with it. That's a nice comfort meal for me. I'll go for sushi any chance I can get. I don't know that I have a fourth.
You don't.
No, you know what? I do. It, just a classic. Just a regular old number one large from McDonald's. Big Mac meal.
Mm.
Just any time of the day. Just grab a number one large. Just house that bitch.
Okay. I don't agree with the four. Not necessarily the third either. I like sushi, but not enough to put it on my list. But I definitely agree with the first two.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Croc, do you want me to go, or are you still thinking?
All right, I'm thinking of rock, paper, scissors. All right, go, Matt.
Okay. I pick rock.
Oh, bro, sorry I beat you, bro. I had paper the whole time. So you go first.
That's crazy, man. Rock was on fire and burned your paper.
Well, it's crazy that my paper was titanium. So go ahead.
That it would just be titanium. What the fuck up?
I'll choose steel plate.
All right. Number one, hands down, number one, Generoso's combo meal with a side of sweet and sour chicken. Okay. Has to be. If there's no side of sweet and sour chicken, it is no longer my comfort meal.
Okay. That's a whole other meal.
No. It's a side. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm not getting the sweet and sour combo. I'm getting a whole fucking quart. You know what I'm saying? Great. What?
That happens to come with a whole lot of white rice.
It always does. And you'd think in my 31, coming up on 32 years, that I would remember every time I order Chinese food to tell them, don't put the side of white rice in there because I'm not going to eat it. And I never do. And they always send it and I never fucking eat it. Because the combo comes with, steamed or fried rice. And that's my rice. I don't need any more rice.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, that 100% General Tso's combo. It doesn't even have to be a combo. I can get just the General Tso's and rice. Like, I don't need the egg roll.
Yeah, I like the egg roll.
I don't mind it, but it's not a deal breaker. 100%. General Tso's, with the rice, sweet and sour chicken has to be hands down. Fucking delicious. Love it.
Delicious.
Second, pepperoni, large pepperoni, medium pepperoni, don't matter the size. Extra cheese with a steak and cheese on the side and a side of fries. That's number two, hands down. I fucking love it.
If anybody's wondering why we're fat, there you go.
Well, it's me. I always have to get a steak and cheese with my pizza. I don't know why, but I do. At minimum, a side of fries. I can't eat pizza without fries and enjoy it in the comfort way. I can eat pizza and enjoy it, but it's not going to be a comfort food way.
Nah, you got to fold it up, put the fries in the middle.
Yes, that's what I do. That's what I do. All right, number three, 100% chicken fried steak. Or Salisbury steak. Probably, actually, no, Salisbury steak over chicken fried steak. I love them both, but Salisbury steak with extra gravy, side of mashed potatoes, extra gravy, and sweet corn, extra gravy. Because I love gravy. Fucking delicious.
Who doesn't love gravy?
there are people.
He's kind of a douche sometimes.
There are people that fucking they don't put gravy on anything, let alone everything, and I put it on everything.
let me tell you why they're wrong.
Yeah, seriously. And number four, that is a tough one because those hands down would be my top three. Any given time of the day, I'd probably say those would probably boast a close comparison to one another.
That number four is hard.
If I had to choose between one, I would not be unsatisfied. I would be fine either way. I guess it would depend on what I'm feeling, my mood. But number four, it would not be McDonald's. I would never put anything McDonald's on that list. Not even close. I hate McDonald's. I don't even like their nuggets anymore.
I don't know. As a kid, nuggies. Man, I grew up on that Big Mac though. It speaks to me.
Yeah, I still love McChickens, and it's probably the only thing I still love from McDonald's, but even then, it's okay, number four, probably Hamburger Helper. I don't mind the stroganoff one, but probably the four cheese, with extra helping of ground beef in it. I think some Hamburger Helper would be, definitely a number four solid spot for me.
I just made stroganoff Hamburger Helper the other night for me and Fritz.
It's so good. If I had to choose a different one, it would just be your base level chicken and rice. Rice with a little bit of broccoli and some, I throw sweet corn in mine.
Talking to my daughter now, chicken and rice.
I love chicken and rice. I can never get tired of it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put that I love hamburger. Fuck, man.
It's hard, dude.
Can I do a half a bowl of one and a half a bowl of the other? But yeah, okay, you know what? I'll go with the hamburger helper.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
All right, Croc, you've had plenty of time.
Yeah, bro, this is very easy, and I'm going to run through it. The first one's obviously the favorite, like Matt said, last three, no particular order, just kind of the way I'm feeling.
Number Wait, you go, one, you going with General Tso's and sweet and sour chicken? Is that what you're saying? That's your number one?
No, that's like number, like not one.
So what's your number one?
My number one is, dude, I'm a whore. I'm a whore for a good Alfredo pasta.
Okay.
It could be Alfredo with steak, be Alfredo with chicken. It could be Alfredo with salmon. I don't really like shrimp, but it can even be Alfredo with shrimp. Alfredo is just a staple, bro. I love me a good bowl of pasta. Like, oh my God. Okay. Second, okay. Yeah, I love me a General Tso's or a sesame combo. That's kind of my thing. I go to China Buffet so I can get all of Chinese food because I.
It's not the greatest quality, but you definitely get the bang for your buck.
The money's worth. The taste is it's pretty close.
It's close enough to be happy about that $12 you paid to get.
Oh yeah, because you get as much as you want.
Yeah, bro. It's a personal goal. I gotta have 2 to 3 plates to make sure I'm absolutely that fucking $12.
Do you put the fries on top like I do?
No, I don't put fries on top. So I build my plate like a tower. So like at the bottom's like your meats, and then I put some noodles, some rice, kind of stack that on top.
I put lo mein on top of mine.
Yeah, then I put the chicken on a stick. Then I put, you know, maybe a crab rangoon, maybe an egg roll. All that's just stacking up until it's so tall that the plate's almost falling over, and I have to waddle myself to the table. Yeah, bro, it's an unhealthy
obsession. You sit down and you start sticking the fork in like sideways, pulling stuff out the middle and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir. Great.
It's called efficiency, bud. But then number three, yeah, definitely fried chicken, bro. I'm a whore for a good fried chicken. Love me some fried fucking chicken. Bro, it could be the light meat, the dark meat, your mom's meat. I mean, all the chicken, really.
Damn, you know, Matt, do we got to get some hip-hop here, too, when we stop by?
Oh, no, I absolutely need to get some hip-hop because, like, the hip-hops near me have put, like, a bad taste in my mouth because I know hip-hop is so much better than, like, the quality that the ones near me give.
Or the one by me is fire. So,
like, I need to, you know, I need to get back to that side of town and have a good hip-hop meal. Yeah,
the one by me is so fire.
Then the last one, bro, my last staple. Let me just talk about the honorable mention real quick, pizza. Like, pizza's great. Right? I love pizza probably more than 80% of anybody.
I don't know. A lot of people love pizza.
Here's the thing, bro. It didn't make my Mount Rushmore because I'm a whore for a good cheesesteak, bro. Like, just a great steak, fucking cheese.
I see. You could have
fucking sauce.
Could have pulled a me.
Dude, I'm a whore, bro. It's so great.
You could have pulled a me. You could have done both.
Pizza with a side.
No, I'm not doing both because what I am, Matt, is I'm committed. They didn't cut Washington's head in half. They didn't cut Lincoln's head in half to fit another half of a president on there. Bro, you got to commit to this shit, Matt. This is the Mount Rushmore.
I don't even know what he's talking about right now. I have no idea.
Why would they cut
him? Let him rant. Just let him go.
Bro, they didn't cut his face in half when they built the fucking Mount Rushmore, bro. They put
four score and three dumbasses on the moist
heads up there, bro.
They didn't have to cut shit. Like, I go to the pizza spot to serve both, so I get both.
Yeah. I do like pizza, but it's not on mine because I have IBS and I can't handle pizza.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like old
people. Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes. So basically, basically, if I eat pizza, especially like pepperoni, the grease, like, bro, I'm 2 slices of pizza in, I will run to the bathroom and it is not good.
Oh, I'm not saying it don't hurt me, but, you know, sometimes love is worth the pain, you know?
Not for me, not for pizza. Pizza does bad things to me.
You know how many people I know that lactose and still love cheese and actively eat it?
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
And toddler ants. You're missing toes and you've got toddler ants? What?
Okay, Jason, just let it go.
Let it go? All right. So I want to get into the last thing you have on here that I'm very much interested in talking about because I think I am subject to the downsides of it as well. So I'll let you start it off.
I'm going to just boldly and accurately assume you're referencing the caffeine.
I absolutely am, sir.
Okay. So here's the question at hand is how much caffeine is too much? And I don't personally, me, I would not answer as any amount would be too much. And that's the problem.
I am right there with you. Although, so according to the FDA, which, you know,
we don't have to get specific.
Right. The recommended amount is 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, but they also say that, like, a recommended box of Hamburger Helper is, like, a family of four, and, like, I eat the whole box, so.
Correct. No. So if that's your basis, that's what most people are going to be like, oh, the FDA says you should only have 400 milligrams. First off, people need to know that, like, a Bang or some of the higher-tier energy drinks, they're 300 a can.
Oh, so speaking of Bang, they are going to be continuing making products after their lawsuit.
Are they
or not lawsuit filed? They filed bankruptcy.
Right. That's
but they have since they've restructured and gotten some monies from other peoples. And I read something because I didn't even know it like it happened. And somebody had brought it up. So I looked into it a little bit and they said that they will still be actively producing product.
I don't even know how they went bankrupt as much as they sell.
I'm not sure all the specifics.
Sued. It had to be some corporate. Yeah,
I think they did get sued.
Yeah, okay. Monster sued them.
So I drink Monster Ultra, which is
a white can.
No, it's not just a white can.
It's the white can. If you say Monster white can, everyone knows what you're talking about.
All right, you're right. You're correct about that. They make an orange, purple, yada yada. But yes, the white can Monster. It's 240 milligrams per can. I will normally drink two of those. I'll have one in the morning on the way to my first job site, and then I usually have one on the way home or after I get home. So I'm totaling 480, just under 500 milligrams. Sometimes I feel like that doesn't even touch how much I actually need per day.
Bro, those are rookie numbers.
You're not lying, because sometimes I'll need that third one just to perk myself up before dinner. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like 6 o'clock and I'm just like, I need to like drink a Monster to get myself motivated here to like get up and do the dishes and shit.
Oh, I feel that.
Right. Like, you know, it's like sometimes you just need that extra pick me up and, you know, people say it's bad for you, but I'm sorry that's the age we live in. So yeah, I'm just going to be unhealthy.
Because your body's used to it. It scales up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So like there was times I would need 3 and 4 Bangs a day. Because, like, that was my thing. Bro, I drink maybe 30 to 150 on the calorie side of things. Nothing, or caffeine side of things. Nothing too crazy. Now, when I take my pre-workout, bro, 50 milligrams of caffeine in that to 175 milligrams, somewhere in that range, bro, will have me juiced. And then there's times where, all right, I'm a little more sluggish. Let me take a little double dosage, bro, 350. And you're like, I'm going in here judo kicking babies, taking names, and I don't know.
Well, that's because pre-workout
is fucking nasty.
it's more pre-workout is more than just the caffeine though that gives you all that juice, you know.
Yeah, it's fucking videos when they drink, they eat it raw. Ugh,
yeah, God. Like it's a lot. There's a lot more detail to it than just like an energy drink,
right?
Yeah.
Where are you at today, Matt?
Oh, so
just you know how many 3, 4, 5.
All right, so let me break this down to you. So a lot of people say you'd sleep more if you drink less caffeine. I'm like, no, I wouldn't, because I have detoxed myself plenty of times in life from caffeine where I just didn't drink it for a few weeks or even like a couple of months, and like I don't sleep. It has nothing to do with it. The reason I drink so much caffeine is because I don't sleep. So I'm lately I've been trying to avoid the cans. But sometimes, some days, you know, some days are better than others.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
And I'm, you know, I need one of those cans with the sugar to give me that extra whoo, you know. But yeah. For the last few months, for the most part, I've been on G Fuel. I've been trying multiple flavors, and I found a bunch that I do like. Right now, I'm on the peach rings. That's been my favorite, and they have about 140 per serving, sugar free and stuff like that. I drink on average, whether I'm like streaming or not that day, usually when I'm streaming, I drink more. I'm probably like 3 to 5 cups minimum on like an average basis.
So we're saying like 5 servings of what? How much is it?
140.
All right. So you're somewhere around like
minimum.
you're somewhere between like 600 to 800 milligrams of caffeine, maybe upwards of 1,000 depending on the night.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
I've definitely been there before because, like, you know, the I think the Rockstar had the 300 milligram, and the Bangs when I was drinking them. Three Bangs is 900 milligrams, and you can kill them. You know, you chug them.
Hey, Bangs are for me. Bangs are like a last resort. Like if I really, if nothing else is working and I'm just like, I did not sleep at all, or I had like the worst fucking sleep ever and I need the energy for like work and stuff, I will resort to a Bang because those things are like liquid fucking crack.
Yeah, that's like an advertisement. If nothing else works, Bang will.
Yeah, like that shit's like easy 300 milligrams of pure fucking testosterone.
It's funny that you can feel it. Like when it's coming on, you can feel, like you get a your flush, you feel warmer. You feel your eyelids like they're about to rip off your fucking eyes. Yeah, you can feel
it's that shit true. It's so bad, but like some days, you know, some days.
I would definitely say that things like, I definitely would say that like the higher Rockstars, the Bangs, anything with 300 milligrams of caffeine is essentially probably legal cocaine.
Honestly. Yeah, for real. It's like a cup of like a large coffee on average, I think is like what, 80 milligrams, something like that.
80 to 100. If you're doing like dark roast or something, it might be like 120, but yeah, it's nothing compared to an energy.
Yeah, drink. Nah. It's like I bought a new Keurig back in September because my last one broke and it was out of commission for quite a few months. And I was like, man, I need to start drinking some more coffee. I think I've used it 3 times.
Right.
I'm like, coffee just don't do it. Not anymore.
Yeah, I gotta say, as a warning for anybody, if you don't drink energy drinks and you try to stay away from caffeine, good for you. But you know, some of us just can't function without it. And I know that I'm one. I get 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. I know, Matt, you're similar. Croc, you might be, you might not. But I know I just don't sleep at all. And if I wake up in the morning and I don't have my energy drink, I'm a cranky bitch.
I'm not cranky. I'm just like physically unmotivated to move.
No, I'm cranky. I'm in my van, like giving people dirty looks in the next lane over, like wishing they'd run into me so I get up and beat the shit out of them. Just cranky. I'm praying for a fender bender. Just get up and like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
All right. On that note, Jason is a fucking homicidal maniac without his caffeine.
We just need to skip out of Jason. You want to know? Yeah. Something? You know, I'm a big nut for a dad joke, right?
Oh,
it's just one of those things. It kind of gets me going. So, Jason, I got a question for you. Why do bananas need sunscreen?
So they could be more appealing.
Because they peel.
Keeps them from appealing.
I just want to say RIP my boy Boiled Water. You will be missed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The rotation of the earth really makes my day.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You're getting worse, not better, Croc.
No, you know what?
What concert? Last one. I got one. One more. What concert only costs 45 cents? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
You know, I was about to say that I appreciate your dad jokes very, very much, but that last one kind of took it away.
Oh, who doesn't love Nickelback?
Everybody, even though they truly do deep down.
Yeah, I love them.
All right, so on that note, any final thoughts before we go ahead and wrap it up?
Looking forward to the rest of the NFL wildcard weekend, and best of luck to anybody whose team's still in the playoffs, and anybody else sucks us up.
Yeah, go Colts, pussy boys. Yeah, hey, you guys want to hear a pizza joke? Never mind, it's too cheesy. A real note, your boy Croc is actually getting some artwork done by somebody Matt referred me to. Appreciate you. You know,
my graphics artist, graphic artist. Her name is Innocently Creating.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at least shout her out.
And stuff, you know what I'm saying? Getting the designs on the
ground. She does amazing work, and I'm so glad that she's one of the, like, if I ever go back and think about all of the bad experiences I had in role playing on GTA, and I'd be like, man, I wish I would never did that. She would be on the list of reasons why I'm so glad that I did.
Yep.
I don't even stream, and I'm gonna get her to make me something.
Because that's how I met her, because we were on the same server. And she's really nice. She's a professional voice actor. Also, at some point, I had to delay it last time because things came up and I haven't actually rescheduled it. But I am going to do an episode with just her and I, where I dive into like the thought process of an artist and like a voice actor and stuff like that. So that should be a fun episode.
Sweet. Bam, 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 bam. But shoot, you know what
and I'm saying? Anyway, since I guess you guys are all out of thoughts on, because there was some silence and I was trying to hit my cigarette and like, you guys are supposed to fill those times and you didn't.
Well, you were saying something. I was just trying to cut you off. And then
I was done talking. Well, no, I was done talking. What did you go hit my
cigarette? Nobody can hear you, bro.
I'm afraid. Yeah, you trying to drown out my voice? I'll get louder and louder. I'm more handsome. I'm not bald either.
The crazy thing is, bro,
I'm going to hit you with the voice changer because I'm handsome as fuck.
But you so can too. Suck my ass, Jason.
No, that's Jason. Jason sucked my ass too. Yeah. You want to know something? The two fan favorites are going to check out here. You know your boy Croc Father and North Star. We're going to hold it together. Jason's bald-headed ass is over there, 63 and a quarter years old. Still doesn't know where he left his car keys this morning, but it's fine. Me and Matt holding it down. I'm coming back to streaming. You guys are great.
Speaking of streaming, don't forget the 32-hour stream coming up starting 10 p.m. Eastern, January 18th. It's this Wednesday. Hopefully I have sort of figured out why my OBS keeps like randomly just like ending my streams, even though OBS isn't crashing or saying I drop frames. I am unsure if I've... I'm not sure if I found the solution. Like every thread that I read, people were having like the exact same issue, and I only found like potentially two solutions after diving down that rabbit hole. It's really getting on my fucking nerves. So I tried generating a new stream key. So normally, since that whole shit happened with Twitch, where everyone's stream keys were leaked to the public and like stuff like that, it was recommended that you change your key, and I did a while ago, but. I have been logging into OBS, like my Twitch via OBS instead of putting like a stream key in. So I stopped doing that and manually added my stream key. So maybe that fixes it. I enabled a certain bandwidth mode in the network settings. Hopefully that fixes it. I don't fucking know. But apparently what it's coming down to is like my quote unquote net is like dropping the stream, even though I have really good internet. It's just, I don't know. So I did adjust my bandwidth a little bit and well, I don't know. Anyway, long story short, see you there. But I am North Star. I was starting to go down a tangent and I was like, fuck, I need to stop. Reel it in. it's not OBS's problem. It doesn't have anything to do with that from what I gather. But anyway, my name is North Star. You can find me on Twitch under North Star and North Star TV on all the social platforms. The Moist Voice podcast is on all the major social platforms under Moist Voice Pod. So go ahead and follow us there. You can join the Discord as well. All these links will be in the link tree in the description below. And the Discord, you can partake in some pre shenanigans for the podcast in a couple of channels. And if you are a Patreon member, there's more channels. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to Jason so he can say his bye-byes.
I am Jason, aka Shades of Idiocy. You can find me here, there, everywhere, nowhere, all at once. Who knows? We do appreciate everybody that comes out to listen to us. Keep listening. We appreciate you. We love doing this, and we hope you have a good time listening to us.
And we hope that Jason sucks my ass. So what's up, Croc? What you got to say for the people before you go?
Motherfucker. It's crazy. It's like I hit y'all with the outro, but I'm going to hit y'all with the real outro. Now, Jason's got a big-ass head. He's still old. Alzheimer's is cool. We're still getting there. I'm going to his wedding, though, so that'll be a baller-ass thing. But you can find me on the Twitters, the YouTubes, the Twitches. You want to know what else? Suck my ass, Jason.
Yeah. What name are they searching up to find you on those?
The Croc Father, bro.
There you go.
It's implied, bro.
Is it the Croc Father or just Croc Father?
Croc Father. Croc Father. Ain't no the. I'm the.
Well, bro. You said but the no, Croc Father. Right. You know, you got to be specific.
Here's the crazy thing. I've been saying it for episodes now. Y'all know where to find me. Matt's just a little, Matt's being a little cute boy. But, as the Croc Father always says, you know what I'm saying? Bye now.
Bye now.
Suck my ass, Jason.
I ain't sucking anything.
Suck our ass, Jason. And a bye favorite. Jason's not on the fan favorite list. He is bald, though, and he does suck our asses. Nobody said we were singing. We were sucking ass.
Yeah, wait,
no.
Jason.
No, that's you that does that.
Yes, you are. You are sucking ass.
No, you, Jason, suck our ass, my ass, his ass. Simultaneously. That's why he was mad about us fucking jerking off in the bathroom without him, because he wasn't in there sucking our asses.